I'm David Peck here with Connie Benson, and we are here to answer the question, what does an online community manager do? I am a social media strategist with LSF Interactive, and Connie, why don't you introduce yourself?
I am community strategist with Techrigy, social media monitoring tool.
And how many years have you been involved in the space?
I have been working with social media since fall of 2006.
You've been around doing this for a while then.
I'm an old-timer in more ways than one, definitely.
I've been doing it myself for about 2005. I started off strongly working with online communities and looking into what a community manager is. I didn't even realize at first that I was a community manager until a company approached me and told me that I was helping put communities together. You have any experience like that, Connie?
Well, absolutely. You know, I think that everybody's a community manager. If you have a blog, then you have a community and that you should be growing and building. If you're a small business owner, again, you wear every hat, but that's what it is. And so all the way up to the enterprise. And the enterprise is a little bit slower here in adopting because this is a whole new idea for them in regard to having someone who represents their brand and puts that human face on. But it kind of came naturally to me so that, you know, gathering people around a brand and gathering that support.
The question then would be, how did you begin to gather people around the brand? What did you do? What are some of the traits you see?
Well, in my particular case, I was reading the help file for a particular software and just helping other people. And once that kind of took on its own space, then people were using word of mouth. But I think that the traits, you know, essentially are if you have excellent communication skills and you like people and you want to express a certain message, whether it's about the brand or to create community, you need some common thread. What is going to gather the people together?
Exactly. Something in common, be it an interest. It can be anything from a hobby to a business application to a business itself, I think.
Yeah, I like Jeremiah Wang's. It's what lifestyle affinity? What is it that, you know, how are you going to market your product? What is it going to appeal to people's lifestyle? Is it going to make their life easier? Is it going to save them money? Or what is that? But it needs to appeal to them, and then you can build a community around it.
Yeah, and I think that brings up one of the first and most important traits of community managers. They're interested in the subject matter themselves. They find it interesting, because if they're not into it, they're not all about it, they're not going to be able to pass that enthusiasm on to the community and encourage people to kind of socialize around them. At least that's how I see it.
Yes, absolutely. It requires a passion because it's 24/7. There's a little cartoon that's going around about the community manager is like a pinata. Essentially, you know, everybody gets to beat it with sticks, but it should always have candy inside.
It's always sweet inside. Okay, very cute. I like that. I like that a lot. And then I think you touched on something earlier when you mentioned how you got involved with the help files and things like that. That's probably the next important trait about a community manager. They want to be helpful. They want to help people get their problems handled. I mean, they're the advocate, in a way, for all the users. And if they can't help and express the community's needs to the big boss or the big company or the faceless windows at the top, that's not going to work.
Yes, I think that it's all about resources, providing resources and providing information, and then the sales will happen. So I'm not a salesperson at all. I'm a resource person. And, you know, that whole customer support piece and providing resources is huge. And then I think that the sale will fall into place. You know, if people are comfortable and feel confident, then so it's putting a whole new direction and spin on marketing and sales.
And when you talk about the sales, you're talking about it on the enterprise level, of course. Am I understanding correctly? Because I think some people see two different things for community. One that just nurtures the community to help it grow, and you're talking, the other one would be sales and getting transactions out of this.
Well, there's, you know, different kinds of community managers. Now we're shifting into a new direction here, but essentially there's people who build internal community within an organization. You could have someone that builds communities with customers and works with the customers externally and represents them internally. my present situation right now is more B2B. So I'm working with our business and helping other businesses meet their needs. And then, yes, sales are involved. But ultimately, you know, I mean, and I'm maybe shifting more into the direction, too, of the business requirements.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, it's great to have a volunteer community and everything, but many companies are interested in what is the ROI and,
okay,
and what is the business value. So that's kind of where I was going.
Okay, well, let's keep going down that, because I'm more of a, I don't know, helping brands build communities that are fan-based. So we kind of help each other. You've got one side and I've got the other side. But let's continue down your path. So we've got the ROI, that's one. What are the traits that these people need then to help get an ROI? I mean, what are they doing all day? If I'm a big Fortune 500 guy and you tell me I need a community manager, I'm going to say, why do I need one? What are these people doing all day for me? Why am I paying them?
Yes, absolutely. So I am working on a half-day workshop for the Enterprise 2.0 conference, and that's exactly the question is, you know, what do these people need? And but it doesn't matter whether you're in the enterprise or if you're just in a hobby community and you're volunteering your time. You need excellent communication skills. You need to be able to think on your feet. You're not always going to have a manager or supervisor around. Some of us work remotely, so we are representing the brand. You need to be responsible and willing to work. I think I mentioned 24/7 already,
yeah.
And that finds me, you know, when your customers need you, then that's when you need to be there. And strong leadership skills. It isn't generally a management position, but it does require that sense of also to be able to motivate others. You need to work with your advocates, your volunteers. You sometimes need to get engaged with people who it's a negative situation and try to make the best of it. And then I think the last thing is the creative spirit. This is truly an opportunity for companies to express themselves in different ways and to essentially through marketing, sales, wherever, whatever departments, product development, to remake, think out of the box and come up with whole new ideas.
Yeah, I think that's a good one you nailed there. Out of the box thinking is important there. Really important. These are out-of-the-box people. They're doing something, almost the new frontier here in marketing is what they're doing. And they're paving the way, and they need to think out of the box.
Absolutely. And so they have to turn around and help train internally, too. So the training piece also is another thing that they're educating in both directions because, you know, the traditional organizations are going to need help with that also.
And I think also on the enterprise level, but on both levels, a great one to cite is Scott Monty, who monitors the brand being talked about across social networking sites and responds to positive or negative. I'm citing the issue with Ford recently where there was some ill will and some conversation. He went in. What could have been a huge blast in the face for Ford, he turned it around without getting into a lot of details and controlled the spin on it and got the facts out there. And that was amazing what that man did recently. I think where I'm coming from on my side, some of the traits that a community manager needs for, you know, fan-based building communities for products and just starting communities, they need to do some basic things too, probably on both levels. They need to keep it clean, the network itself safe, you know, for all ages, you know, language, things like that. I'm getting really basic here. They need to hear what the people are saying. You know, they're the advocates for these users, fans, whatever the case may be. They need to report problems to the higher up. And maybe some of the functionality is not working. Maybe people aren't happy with what's going on if it's a website-based product or something like that. They're the speaker for the users, and they need to pass that on. They also need to nurture the community. And, you know, if there's tools people aren't using, find out why, or tools people do want. Hey, they need to be good listeners, which is really basic, right? And they need to be curious in a way, too, I think, you know, to find out more information and look into it. I know I'm hitting some of the obvious ones that hopefully all good employees have, but they definitely need to be done by community managers and need to be strong.
Yeah, absolutely. The cross-functional aspect is huge, no matter whether you're in a volunteer community, fan community, in a startup, or in the enterprise. That aspect of being able to work with many different departments is definitely huge. And like you said, being curious, I think that this personality, too, is the person who's out experimenting and trying new things. And That doesn't mean that every tool that they try, they're going to adopt. I think that they need to try some things, be early adopters, and then make a decision. Is this going to help me and make myself more efficient, or, you know, reject it and then move on? Because there's so many things out there. You could just become so inundated, and it's just important to choose the ones that only work and then, you know, deal with that.
Yeah, their job is never done, is the way I see it. I don't want to say it's a thankless job, because it's not, because when you make one user happy or something like that and solve their problem, you hopefully, you know, you get a good feeling out of it. But it sometimes it is a thankless job, I think.
Well, I think that it's very gratifying. It's great to always have a learning curve. That's fabulous.
Yeah.
And that's the type of person that comes to this job and is excellent at it, because they want to continue growing, learning, meeting people, and evolving the community.
You got me thinking, because they're kind of like, they're dealing directly with the public in a way. They're the first line of defense for a company on many different levels, and that's a lot of work.
Even more than that, it's a lot of responsibility. So essentially, somebody likened it to, you're giving this person the company's checkbook, sort of, by handing over your brand and saying, here you go. I mean, that is the brand, and that, you know, that's going to hold some companies back out of fear, but on the flip side, that is a huge amount. There has to be so much trust and respect back and forth between that employee and the company, so in order for them to do their job.
Yeah, you made a good point that I should emphasize is they represent the brand, and in this case, in an online community, or, you know, across the network, across the webs, the internets, whatever you want to call it, they represent your brand, and that's a lot of trust, a lot of responsibility. Absolutely.
And then that brings in another aspect is that the person can bring their personality and add personality to the brand. And Rohit Bhargava's book, Personality Not Included. And essentially, you know, that is so important. If a brand can have personality, it's so much more interesting. And this is the opportunity by having a person to bring that personality into the mix and bring their creativity and their energy and their enthusiasm. And so I think that that's another aspect that is a huge bonus.
Yeah, they have many different hats, different personalities, identity roles online, I think. That's what you're trying to say, correct? Am I getting it?
Yep, absolutely. But definitely, if you want to add another aspect to your marketing, that is definitely something, you know. Have someone humanizing your company and representing them and adding personality.
Yeah.
People appreciate that. The other aspect I think that's really great is that it gives your customers and potential customers the opportunity to speak to a real person. You know, I mean, how many companies have call centers where you call in and you get a recording and they just, you know, get numb?
You just nailed it right there. That's a great summary right there. It gives your personality a face, you know, a personality. Absolutely. Again, I think Ford, I think Scott Monty, who's got a great personality, the old Pounce, I always thought Ariel Waldman, you know, and there's somebody, we didn't even get into Comcast Cares with the Comcast guy, all these companies,
right.
Southwest Airlines, these are all companies that have community managers representing them on, be it Twitter, Facebook, whatever, and I do feel an association with them. When I have trouble with Comcast, I contact the community manager, Comcast Cares, quickly responds, everything like that. And that is a great point right there. I'm really hung up on that because we need to wrap this up here in a moment. I just kind of want to touch on some other generic traits. We mentioned that they keep the site clean. They deal with, we didn't even get into trolls or people with issues that could be hanging around. Also, people who talk ill of the brand online, be it on the enterprise site or a social networking site like Twitter, they go in there and they try to control the spin and, you know, what can I help you with? I know you're not happy. How can I turn this around? Because the whole world's watching, in a way. We were watching this conversation take place. Someone's saying, I don't like brand X. Brand X's community manager saying, what's the problem? How can I help you? What can we do to fix it? And then sharing the results of how the problem was fixed online in a positive way.
Yes, and the sooner that you can get connected with those negative people, the chances are higher that you will engage them and be able to turn that around into a positive for both you and your company. Dell has a great story about that. And, you know, essentially bringing Del Hell, the person responsible for that, in, connecting with them and just sitting down with that person and saying, let's talk about it and how can we make it right. So there's just so many human factors. Somebody asked me, and it was a little bit of a translation issue because he's Turkish, and he said, is it necessary to be a psychologist to be a community manager? And I just think that is too cool because absolutely it's all about sociology and the aspects of human nature. You really just need to be empathetic to the human cause. And that's the trait that's just huge. And if you can do that, then, and be passionate about whatever the topic or brand, you've got it nailed.
Yeah. I want to throw in the word transparent in there, too. I think they need to be transparent and put themselves out there and not hide things and open and forthcoming, you know. And they need to do this on and off the site in question.
Absolutely. It's a matter of providing the public with as much information as possible.
Yeah.
And the customers will respect that, absolutely,
yeah,
if you're transparent and authentic.
All right, well, we should probably wrap this up. Connie, I want to thank you for joining me here, and I hope we've answered the question in the limited amount of time we have with what does a community manager do, online community manager do. And in the show notes, we'll have some links back to the book Connie mentioned, back to herself and myself, and I think that's it.
Yeah, and I appreciate the opportunity, Dave,
to
talk with you, and we will talk again in the near future.
You got it.
Thank you.
Thanks.